Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, for the last hour, the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management has been holding a crisis meeting to discuss Storm Kathleen, which will hit our shores tomorrow. Met Éireann has issued orange wind warnings for five counties, Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Galway and Mayo, and the rest of the country will be under a yellow wind warning on Saturday. So what exactly can we expect? In a moment, we'll hear from Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for the Office of Public Works, who has been attending that meeting. But first, I have with us Liz Walsh on the line, forecaster with Met Éireann. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, so far, as I said, we have five counties and they've been issued with this orange wind warning. How likely is it at this stage that there will be other counties joining that list of five?
Well, Claire, at the moment, it's looking quite unlikely. We're unlikely to kind of go any further than we have with the orange wind warnings. The models are pretty well in agreement, and we're just expecting quite a strong yellow event across the country with orange level winds in the counties that we specified.
Okay, so we heard your colleague Mark Bowe this morning telling us that this storm is forming out in the Atlantic. So can you give us the latest on what you're seeing?
Yeah, certainly. So Storm Kathleen is tracking up from the south as we speak, and it is deepening. It's in the left exit of the jet stream. So that's helping to deepen it as it comes towards us. And it's going to actually just pass up to the west, up along the west coast of Ireland tomorrow morning and afternoon. And that's going to bring basically the strong winds in across the country. So we're looking at a yellow level wind warning kind of kicking in at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that's out until 8 p.m. Tomorrow night. Now, we'll probably update that through the day tomorrow, so it won't be windy everywhere until 8 p.m. tomorrow, but certainly during the morning and the early part of the afternoon, a lot of the country will be seeing some very strong winds. And I think what's a little bit unusual about Storm Kathleen is that our modelling is showing that, you know, the yellow level wind will be countrywide. And, you know, a yellow level gust in a place like Mullingar can be quite impactful, you know, because you're really not used to those kind of level winds. I think one of the last times that Mullingar saw, you know, a strong yellow level wind warning was maybe Storm Alley, you know, with all that, with the trouble with the ploughing all those years ago.
Yes.
So, you know, it is a significant wind, even though it is only yellow, as we say. But then again, you know, yellow does not pose a threat to the general population, but potentially dangerous on a localised scale. So, you know, you have to be aware of your conditions and check if you're exposed to danger by the nature of your activity. But so that's what we mean by yellow.
But then we have those five counties and they have this orange wind warning. And remind us what that means.
Well, orange is infrequent and dangerous weather conditions that may pose a threat to life and property. So this one is prepare. So yellow, be aware. Orange, prepare. So prepare yourself in an appropriate way depending on your location and activity. And all people and property have they could be affected significantly. So you should check your event and delay or cancel as appropriate. And as we can, another thing to kind of add to kind of those orange level, especially those orange level counties and any of the yellow level along the west coast, we are expecting some very high waves, like the surge is increasing, and Storm Kathleen will help to increase the surge. And especially at high tide around 3 to 4 a.m. tomorrow morning and 3 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, we could be looking at some very high waves, so some wave overtopping and maybe some coastal inundation in some places along the west coast.
We've been hearing a lot on the programme this week about the impact of the fairly incessant rain over the last couple of months indeed. So what is the level of rainfall coming with this thing?
Well, the rain that's associated with the storm is going to, you know, fall on already saturated ground. So the water will make its way quickly into the rivers. And so cumulative rainfall totals could lead to elevated river levels in western and southwestern areas especially. But the rain, we don't have a rainfall warning out in association with Storm Kathleen. But again, the cumulative effect of the rainfall totals could cause some flooding in some areas.
Yeah, that is the problem, isn't it? The saturated ground. Mm-hmm. So any rain at all is a a problem. So when is it moving on then? Is it from Saturday night at 8 p.m? It's gone at that point, is it?
Yeah, pretty much by 8 p.m. and probably sooner for a lot of the country. You know, like it'll be kind of, you know, 5 p.m. around that time. It'll be kind of starting to ease off. And certainly, you know, I think the strongest of the winds are kind of, you know, that 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Really, we're seeing the strongest winds for a lot of the middle section of the country. Mm-hmm. And then kind of it'll kind of hang on in the west and northwest for a while into the evening.
OK, so the good news from all of this is you're not expecting that these warnings will be increased, that there will be more counties added to the orange, and we're not looking at the moment at the prospect of red anywhere.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, Liz, thank you very much. Liz Walsh there from Met Éireann. And as I said, Patrick O'Donovan, Minister of State, is with us as well. Good morning to you, Minister.
Morning, Claire, and morning to your listeners.
So you've come from that briefing by Met Éireann at the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency mm-hmm. Management. That's every agency there, from the Gardaí to government departments. So as a result of that, what steps will be happening today, will government be taking to protect the five counties in particular now who are facing the orange warning?
So I suppose, look, following on from your conversation yesterday, the last thing people wanted to hear, in particularly in rural areas, was that there was another number 11 Atlantic storm coming. This one with wind and rain, and then Monday more rain. So, but in relation to the five counties, they are adept now at this: Waterford, Cork, Kerry, Galway, Mayo, in terms of mobilising crews, together with utility companies like ESB and Irish Water. I suppose the main issue really will be in relation to coastal areas with regard to overtopping of water, because we do have some high spring tides at the moment, particularly in the south and in the east, and as well as that, in inland and in particularly rural isolated areas, a lot of our rivers are, while they were going down in the last 7 days, and we could see that in OPW, they've now begun to rise, and 14% of them are rising to bank level. So that is a concern for us, not only in the counties that are orange, but it'll be a concern for us particularly with the weather that's coming in for Monday, which I know you haven't really spoken about.
Yeah, there's tell us what you heard about that.
Well, more really desperately heavy rain, not wind, across the country on Monday. And look, as somebody who represents a part of the country where, you know, as you were listening to your show yesterday, cattle are in and slurry tanks are full and machinery can't go out. Like the last thing that the farming community or those that are threatened with river flooding or coastal flooding want to hear is that there's another storm and more rain coming from a southerly direction. Mm-hmm. So it is a worry, like particularly I think in the context of those communities that have already seen their vulnerability being exposed. But look, the local authorities know the key areas where there is the greatest level of risk. They've begun to deploy their staff and their appliances, as with their fire services. And, you know, the transport companies will take the same precautions as they always do. And look, the advice from particularly in coastal areas for the Be Winter Ready campaign is to stay back, to stay high and to stay dry, particularly for people who might be tempted to go out and look at coastal areas and wave, the type of wave energy that we're likely to see in some of the counties from Waterford to Mayo tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It sounds from listening to you that you're more worried about the rain and the compound interest of that, you know, that we've had over the week,
sure,
than you are about the storm. Am I right there? And I'm not saying you're downplaying the storm at all.
No, absolutely not. But like, I mean, when you're looking at rain data that I get every day, and it's raining continuously since July, and you represent a farming community and a farming constituency, like it is beyond despairing now at this stage. You know, outside the church the other day, I was talking to people who were saying that they have enough of fodder for the next 10 days, you know, and I represent a part of the country where the soils wouldn't be as free draining as they would be in other parts of the country, so they're waterlogged. So the idea of putting a tractor and a slurry tank in there anytime soon, when you have the level of rainfall that we're having, is is really next night impossible, and it's very difficult for people, not only in the dairy and in the dry cattle sector, but in the tillage sector. You know, the
we had
and they're not in the ground.
Yeah, we had Siobhan Walsh on the program. You wouldn't have heard her because you were in that meeting while we were talking to her. But it's just such a desperate situation, you know. And Martin Hayden was saying yesterday that he's going to wait for another week to 10 days to see how the weather goes before ultimately deciding on any new package. I mean, do you think that decision should be taken now?
Well, I've spoken, look, to the incoming leader and the Taoiseach in waiting about the serious weather situation that's there. And I know that it's, as a farmer minister for the OPW, he fully understands the risks that are there. But to any of my Oireachtas colleagues that deny that there is such a thing as climate change, look out your window. The climate isn't changing, it has changed. When it is basically raining continuously with a few pet days here and there since last July, you can ask any farmer in the country, from their grandparents' time, they have never seen anything like this. The place is sopping with water. I mean, one of my neighbours said to me yesterday, it's not a tractor we need at all, Patrick, it's a boat. So, like, I know that there are climate deniers in the Dáil, and that there are people in the Dáil who believe that, you know, there's no such thing as climate change and it's all made up. This is not made up, and we know from the evidence, for instance, that was collected in the immediate aftermath, it was done by your colleagues in prime time, that showed that climate change, for instance, had a big impact on the Middleton flood experience. So, you know, we need to treat this, I think some people certainly in the Oireachtas definitely need to start treating this with a bit more haste and stop using it as a political scoreboard against the government.
I suppose the wider point is that agriculture needs to change, you know, radically and rapidly to get emissions down.
We all need to change. I mean, it's unbearable to be. I was in Doon the other day and I met a farmer at a funeral who was selling fodder that he had in excess, and he had people coming as far away from Galway to buy it down to Doon and County Limerick. So look, a couple of years ago it was droughts. I remember in 2013 the dairy companies like the Dairy Gold and Kerry took the initiative of bringing in fodder from France when the ground was scorched and burnt within an inch of his life. Now the place is absolutely saturated.
And listen, before I let you go, you said you had a chat there with Simon Harris. Did he give you any indication about what you might be doing this time next week?
No, he didn't, nor did I ask either. And look, he has a big task ahead of him in terms of the redirection of the party, in terms of picking a team that will lead us. Yeah. But experience in geography, I've no doubt, will play a big part in that.
Well, geography's got a huge role to play in your own situation, because Simon Covey now has left Munster without a senior cabinet minister. I mean, it must have come up in your conversation with him.
Yeah, well, look, Simon Coveney did the chicken and chip circuit in Munster for a long time. And as I've said previously, Munster is as big as Belgium. And, you know, whether it was district meetings or Fine Gael meetings or draws or at the drop of a hat to be asked to go to either West Kerry or Waterford, he was available to us as a senior figure in a province, as I said, that's as big as Belgium. So, look, I've no doubt that Simon Harris will be taking all of that into consideration as he picks a team, not only to prepare us for the local elections, but to look to the opportunities that lie as well in the 14 constituencies in Munster. And like, we don't have a seat in Waterford or Tipperary. Uh-huh. I'd be hoping to see in the two new Tipperary constituencies and places like Waterford and Cork South West that we will gain seats in those constituencies. But that will involve a lot of graft, and it will involve, as I say, a lot of chicken and chips, and it'll involve a lot of late nights, and it'll involve a lot of commitment from people at a senior level in the party. You know,
and you think Simon Harris has the stomach for the chicken and chips?
Absolutely. And, you know, over the last 4 years in the Office of Public Works, there's the crossroads in this country, unfortunately, that I haven't been at with regard to water. And in my own province, I probably know it better than anywhere else. And it is enormous. But the reality is that with 14 constituencies and with the size of it, you know, it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it.
So it has to be yourself or Colin Burke, really.
Look, I'm not going to get into speculation. I might do the lotto on the way to Galway there later on, and sure, I might have. But look, someone, as I say, like yourself, just over the ditch in County Leash, knows the size of the geographical areas. We all want a TD locally. We all want a post office locally. We all want a bank locally. We all even want a priest locally.
And a minister, right?
Ireland is changing, and you know we have to change with it. And I'm sure that he will be mindful to the best team possible under a whole swathe of categories that lead Fine Gael not only into the locals and the mayoral election here in Limerick as well, which is a hugely important election, but as well as that into the general.
Patrick, you've a busy day and a busy weekend ahead of you, and we might catch up with you after the big announcements are made next week. Patrick O'Donovan there, Minister of State. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.